Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. The AVS tech team, known for their expertise and tech support across Michigan's Thumb region, is launching a series of free digital literacy events. The first event, focused on cybersecurity essentials, will take place at the Rawson Memorial Library in Cass City on May 21st at 1:30 p.m. Team leader Joe Lounsbury highlights the importance of proactive cybersecurity measures in the face of increasing cyber threats. Attendees can expect a comprehensive presentation covering common cyber threats, preventative measures, identifying warning signs, and responding to potential breaches. Lounsbury stresses the interactive nature of the program, encouraging open dialogue to address concerns and boost confidence in safeguarding personal information online. Certified technician Blake Palmer will join Lounsbury to lead the hour-long session, with both experts available for inquiries afterward. After the success of the Cybersecurity Essentials program, the AVS tech team plans to host more events, including a computer basics course on June 6th at the Pigeon District Library, and a repeat of the cybersecurity session at the Sandusky Public Library on June 19th. With plenty of time to spare before Memorial Day, special flags honoring veterans are flying high in downtown Ubly. The Ubly School District's National Honor Society approached the Ubly Village Council about putting photographs of area veterans on banners and hanging them from the lampposts in the downtown area. The Village Council approved their request to do the project. They are a unique tribute to those who served or who are serving our country. There are 18 banners of veterans displayed throughout the community. The banners are a way to show appreciation, gratitude, and pride we all feel towards the men and women who have served and continue to serve our nation's military. Memorial Day is the day to remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice of giving their life in service to the United States of America. And we will return with more news for you at WLEW and WHST right after this.
Here's that song again!
Yay!
Here's that song again!
For the 100th time today!
Here's that song again!
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day!
Yay!
Here's that song again!
It will make you cray cray!
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The U.S. government's Highway Safety Agency has opened another investigation of automated driving systems, this time into crashes involving Waymo's self-driving vehicles. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration opened the probe after getting 22 reports of Waymo vehicles either crashing or doing something that may have violated traffic laws. In the past month, the agency has opened at least 4 investigations of vehicles that can either drive themselves or take on at least some driving functions, as it appears to be getting more aggressive in regulating the devices. In the probe of Waymo, formerly Google's self-driving vehicle unit, the agency said it has reports of 17 crashes and 5 other reports of possible traffic law violations. Investigators probing the March collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore said in a preliminary report Tuesday, the cargo ship Dolly experienced an electrical blackout about 10 hours before leaving the port of Baltimore, and yet again shortly before it slammed into the bridge and killed 6 construction workers. The report issued by the National Transportation Safety Board provides the most detailed account yet of the March 26th tragedy. The report says the power outage was caused by a crew member mistakenly closing an exhaust damper, causing the ship's engine to stall. The agency says a full investigation could take a year or more. And that has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net. And the temperature is 49 degrees, 47 with the wind chill, wind speeds from the northeast at 5 miles per hour, and the humidity is at 71%.